Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that you are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says, you are as lively stones built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Good morning, good morning, good morning to you out there this morning, to our listening audience. Out there this morning, we thank God, amen, for his goodness, thank him for his mercy, thank him for his grace, because he is a good God. He is the reason for the season. He's the reason now that you are, amen, that you can stand on your two feet, amen, that God blow breath into your body, and you got one more day to get it right before the presence of the Lord. You got one more time, amen, to call upon that great name of God. God is a wonderful and mighty God, a God of many names, the Prince of Peace. If you need peace in your life, amen, God will supply that. Amen. If you need love in your life, he will supply that. Amen. No greater love that the Father hath bestowed upon us that we shall be called children and people of the Most High God. Ain't you excited, amen, this morning? I am, amen, to know that I am on the winning team, amen, that life in itself, amen, that I can face something that is greater than myself, amen, that I can be encouraged through the word of God. The word of God said that, amen, that he is the Lord, the God of all comfort, amen, and will comfort you in every situation, in every life-changing experience. And as you begin to walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that shall feel no evil, for the Lord thy God say that he is with thee. We thank you for joining us on this morning, amen. It is not even much possible without you. How can they hear? Amen. Without a preacher. And how can they preach except they've been sent? Amen. The Bible so declare, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Glory to God. And somebody need to understand, somebody need to comprehend, somebody need to grasp that. Call upon him, because God have a listening ear. This is Lively Stones Ministry with your host, Minister Ezekiel Jones, coming to you one more time live here in the beautiful city of Palm City, Florida, live in the studio, amen, here at WCN. Oh, glory to God, our engineer, amen, and producer, Pastor David Frankier here alongside with us this morning. Greetings to him in the name of Jesus, amen, allowing us to come in and being able to just touch on the word of God a bit, if you would, and allow us to use the facilities, amen, to get the word of God out. And we're very grateful, amen, for that, amen, and hospitality as well, amen. The Bible says that we shall show, amen, hospitality, glory to God, and be at peace, amen, with all men, glory to God. And honor all men, especially those, amen, from the household of faith, amen. Not only just the household of faith, but we need to show the love of Christ everywhere that we go out there, amen, because people is looking at us, amen, because we're calling ourselves people of God, amen. And there, so the microscope, amen, is on us. It's not that we're up under scrutiny of anything like that, but the microscope is on us. People is watching your walk in Christ Jesus. That's why you must be careful, amen, to continue to draw people. And how can a one be drawn? Amen. They can be drawn by love. God have drawn you, amen. Love and kindness, according to Jeremiah, amen, 31. That 31st chapter, amen. Love and kindness have I drawn thee, and I have loved you with everlasting love. Let us look to the Lord in a word of prayer. Dear Father, we thank you just for one more time, oh God. We thank you for your presence, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for sending your son into this world, oh Lord, that through him, oh God, that we have redemption and the forgiveness of sin through the blood, amen, of Jesus. Now, God, we ask you, oh Lord, to have your way right now in your people's life. Idea, radio listening audience right now, oh God. Somebody is a faithful listener and they listen all the time. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Some may be going through something, God, but you know their needs. Oh God, you know, oh Lord, what they need at this hour. You know, oh God, the way that they should take, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, we ask you, oh Lord, right now to send the anointing, oh God. Oh Lord, somebody burdened right now, oh God. Oh Lord, we ask right now, oh Lord, that the anointing, God, rest upon them right now, oh God. Let them know, oh God, that you are in control. Let them know, oh God, that you're too wise to make a mistake, oh God, and you're too just to do that. Amen, which is wrong. Let them believe in you, oh God, for you are the way, the truth, and the life. In the name of Jesus, according to your divine power, oh God, we just thank you, oh Lord, for your goodness and your mercy, oh God. You know, we realize and understand, oh God, we can't do nothing without you, oh God. We have to wait, amen, and see, oh God, where the Lord will have us to go and what the Lord will have us to do, as the Bible so declare, oh, taste and see that the Lord, amen, is good. Just taste it, amen, and see the goodness of the Lord. Where have not been, amen, from the goodness of the Lord, amen. Friend, where would you be at this morning? And I just thank God, oh Lord, we'll be honorable and careful, oh Lord, next time to give you the praise, oh God, in Jesus' name. If it be the will, amen, of God, which we do this or that, if it be the will of God, what is my life? What is my life? Ask yourself a question. What is your life? Your life is like a vapor that it appears for a little while and then it vanishes away. And a man's soul is just like a flower, amen, just in the wind. An individual soul just like a flower in the wind, amen, that it can just be snuffed out in a moment. But that's why that he say, be ye therefore ready, amen, such an hour that you know that the Son of Man, amen, that he will make his return, amen, that we must work while it is daytime, for nighttime cometh no man. Amen. Worketh. The night is far spent and the day is at hand. The Bible souls declare, let your moderation. Amen. That word moderation means to be humble, to be noticeable. Amen. Notable in you. Glory to God. Notable in you. Amen. To show the godly love standing in the gap. Amen. For the fellow Christian, amen. The yoke fellow servant. I mean, co-workers. As you see someone that goes to work every day and they see their co-workers, amen, and working, they greet them in the morning and everything. And you begin to build a relationship with them, amen, because you see them on the job every day. Amen. Glory to God. That's your co-worker. God, glory to God. So much be it. It is, as we are the people of God and Christian folk, I'm convinced this morning a lot of times that as we fight in the good fight of faith and we're pressing our way on, amen, despite what it looked like or despite what it seemed like, amen. But it's somewhere along the line you get a bit discouraged in what you're going through and you're going to services week after week and Bible study and attending prayer watch, amen, Zoom or whatever you have for your, amen, fellowship in God. At times, amen, you feel a little weary, you feel, amen, a little down, amen, and then you feel a bit, sometimes you feel a little bit selfish. Glory to God, and that God ain't moving the way you want him to move. God ain't moving fast enough, amen, according, amen, to you. Glory to God. So therefore you kind of, amen, put a wall up between you and your fellow Christian, amen, brother or sister. But no, amen, just continue to hold on and just continue to show the love, amen, of God, because you know who's watching. Amen. God is watching at all times. The Bible so declare that the eyes of the Lord, amen, is in every place, beholding the good and the evil. Amen. So that which is good, amen, of God. If you're a child of God, I encourage somebody, amen, that don't you throw in the towel. Keep on pressing, amen, your way on. We talked somewhat of a bit last week about holiness of God, the holiness of God, the righteousness of God. And, you know, God is a righteous and an upright God. Amen. And God have a plan and God have a proposal for your life. And he had already put it, amen, in front of you. And the only way that you can obtain, amen, what the Lord have for you, amen, you have to peek, glory to God, if you would, into the spiritual atmosphere, amen, of God. The Bible so declares that though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare, amen, are not carnal, but they are mighty through God for pulling down the strongholds. And there's a spiritual, amen, fight, amen, that is going on. And we must, before we enter into the house, we must bind, amen, the strong man. That strong man got to be apprehended. The strong man have to be arrested, glory to God. And we have to arrest Satan and see him for who he are, because he comes to do what? He comes to bring discord, amen. He comes to, amen, bring disarray malice and hatred, amen, glory to God. But that's not so. We need to be able to change, amen, our, amen, environment through, amen, the spirit, amen, of God, that we must put off, amen, the superfluity and the naughtiness, amen, according to James, that first chapter, amen, verse 21, that you put off, amen, all superfluity and naughtiness, amen, amen, and receive with meekness and fear the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. The engrafted word, the ingredients, amen, of God, to be rooted and planted, amen, in such a strong, amen, foundation, amen, of God. And having the mind and readiness of mind to revenge disobedience. All disobedience, when our obedience, amen, is fulfilled. Amen. What's that? What does that mean? Glory to God. To as Satan before you was born, amen, again. Glory to God. When you was out there lost in the world, Satan began to try you, amen, with all kind of antics and all kind of trouble and all types of anxiety and using people, amen, against you because thing wasn't going your way and thing wasn't lining up, amen, the way that you would like it to line up. So, you know, at times you have an outburst. At times, if you don't have the Spirit of God dwelling on the inside of you and you being humble, amen, before the presence of God. Amen. The Bible so declare, humble thyself, amen, under the mighty hands of God. And in due season, amen, he will, amen, exalt you. Glory to God, because he is God. Amen. Isaiah 35 and 8 saying, a highway shall be there and a way. And you know, a way. There's a way. See, there's a way. There's a way. There's a way that we, amen, appears to be right in our own eyesight and our own terminology of doing things. And this is why a lot of people, I believe, now have not came over to the Lord's side. Amen. Because it's still your way of doing things. And but I got news for you. Your way have got you in a mess. Your way have not, amen, lined up or come into an alignment in the way of God, the ways of God. Glory to God. And plenty of men and women of God that they tried things their way, and the things they way didn't work. As Jonah, glory to God, he was disobedient and he went a whole nother direction. He did things amen, his way. David, he did things his way. It was a disobedience. It was a sinful act, amen, before God. And that's not practicing, amen, the righteousness of God, the holiness, amen, of God. But I tell you what, friend, if you just continue, amen, to seek God, amen, in his righteousness, amen, seek God, amen, for who he is in his life. Not that you can come over to the Lord's side and then all of a sudden you're going to have this big bountiful blessings. No, no, God already know what you in need of. Amen. Before you eat much axe, glory God. He already know that you need of Isaiah 65, that 65th chapter, verse 24, say, before they, I will answer. Amen. When they call on me, I will answer. And yet when they speaking, amen, I will hear them. Hallelujah. Amen. So if you just continue, amen, to cry, amen, out to the Lord, amen, and to show that joy that's on the deep down on the inside, amen, that God can get in contact with. Amen. The joy of the Lord, amen, is your strength. Whatever that I'm going through, whatever you're going through, whatever you're facing, whatever dilemma, amen, whatever that it looks so bleak and it looks so dark, amen. But I come to tell somebody, amen, that the light of God, amen, will shine on that darkness. Glory to God. The Bible so declared that the eyes of them, amen, the blinded the eyes of them, amen, the world have blinded the eyes of them, amen, that which believeth not. The world have done that, amen. But God commended, amen, the light to shine, amen, out of darkness. Glory to God. That it can be the revelation, amen. That can be a renewness in your mind, amen, with God by practicing what? Practicing holiness, amen. Walking, amen, in a way, amen. Glory to God, because God is good. Psalm 16 and 2 say, every good thing I have comes from you. Every good thing that comes in. You heard the theme song, amen, on this morning, amen, the opener, amen. Every good thing that happened to me, God did it. God did it. God have placed, amen, a something on the inside of you out there this morning, believer, that you can fight, amen, and hold off the wiles, amen, of the devil. Glory to God, that your season is coming in due season and in due time. Amen. Glory to God. I understand that they have so many, amen, things and life situations that's going on out in the world, amen, today. Amen. With circular music. Amen. Glory to God. And things have came as a platform in the church where they want to get their platform, or they want to be able to ignite their business, or ignite, amen, their program in the church, amen, on God's platform, that there's holiness, amen, in the church. But you're doing it all for your own, amen, selfish gain. And you're doing it all for your own selfish reasons. Amen. God's house is designed, and God's house is set up, amen, for worship. God's house set up to praise, amen, God. When someone is sick, amen, they go to the hospital. God, amen, house of God is set up for somebody to come in, amen, and get delivered, amen, from the word, amen, of God. The anointing, amen, as you begin to walk, amen, in the house of God. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and come into his courts with praise. Amen. Glory to God. Be thankful unto him. Amen. And bless his name. Glory to God. And as you continue, amen, to bless the name of the Lord, amen, God will continue, amen, to show himself, amen, approve unto you, the Bible, amen. So declare a place or a person or a thing from something comes or can be obtained, amen. In 1 Corinthians 8 and 6, where yet for there is only one God, the Father, who is the source of all things. God is the source of all things. So we, as we being people of God, and according to Romans 8:17, where therefore being the children of God, and as we being children of God, we being heirs of God, and being heirs of God, we joint heirs with Christ Jesus. So there's no anxiety, there's no worryation, amen, attack, glory to God. Because God said in his word, a mind that is stayed on him
no otherwise he'll keep in perfect peace, for he that trusteth in thee. So we have to take God at his word. Take God, amen, for who he say he is. Moses said that, who shall I say who sent me? Just say, I am sent you. So you a lot of times you say, I am, and God don't want us to go on our own presumptions. He want us to go on faith and believe in him and trusting in him and realizing, amen, that we're not alone in this battle and what we're going through in our life. You know, it's all about the whole foundation of between God, Jesus, and the believer. And Jesus stands in the gap for the believer. And he making intercessions for the saints. And according to Romans 5:1, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So we have peace with God simply because through Jesus Christ. And this is our only way to God, exclusively. You have to go through Christ Jesus before you can obtain something. God is the CEO and the chairman, president of Operation Enterprises. He runs each and everything. You can make a case that Jesus is the general manager, but you ain't finna be able to talk to the CEO when you go to a company, because they already got people under them to handle these type of cases, to handle someone in a as far as employment is concerned, employer's business is concerned. And when, as you see that, God, amen, that's why he's sonning. Therefore, we have to go to Jesus with our prayer. And then when we go to Jesus with our prayer, he's making intercessions, amen, for the saints in the face of Christ Jesus, in whom we have redemption through his blood and the forgiveness of sins. And by doing that, I'm reminded when Thomas said that, Lord, what is, show us the way? How will we know the way? And Jesus said that, I am the way. You know, a lot of times we look for ways to do things. We look for scapegoats. We look for things out, and we ponder on the thought of doing it our way. But when we really sit down and we really stand still and we really begin to meditate, amen, on the word of God, and we just slow it down a bit, just slow it down a bit. You're in a rush. That's why things ain't working out. You have to wait on the Lord and be patiently before him. David said, wait on the Lord and wait patiently for him. And then he said it again, wait on the Lord and wait patiently for him. I will have fainted unless I have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And then when I wait on the Lord and when I see God moving in my life, glory to God. Is that exciting? Is that rejuvenating? That's rejuvenating you. If you can just begin to praise God, amen, no matter what the situation look like, God will make a way through. He'll make a way in. He'll make a way out. He'll make a way over, amen, for you. But you have to just continue to wait, amen, on God. And don't get such in a hurry and trying to outrun God. Glory to God. You know, Abraham never did got a chance to see the promised land. Glory to God. But he's our forefather, Abraham. He's our forefather. It all started with Abraham. Amen. He said that any nations after you, by you, your seed will be blessed through every nation. Glory to God. Moses never got a chance to see the promised land. Moses was 120 years old when he died. But yet, though, as this man goes up to the mountain with the tablets to write the Ten Commandments. At 120 years old, he was still climbing mountains. Glory to God. But he never got a chance to cross over into the promised land. So in retrospect of that and the life that we're going through now in our life, we have growed with wisdom in the spiritual aspect. It's the metaphor. We have grown with wisdom, amen, through our age. You know, as you look back on yourself, you know more now than you know 20 years ago, especially when you're in the Word of God. Because the Word of God does what? The Word of God edifies you and encourages you. The Word of God give you spiritual wisdom. The Word of God give you peace that surpasses all understanding, the knowledge, amen, of God. It's more than anything else in this world have to offer, the knowledge of God. So God is the CEO. He's the chairman. He make all the decisions. Glory to God. But we got to go, amen, through Jesus Christ, that he is the way, the truth, and the life. Who am I going to trust today? Friend, who are you going to trust today? We have to put our trust in God. Yes, sir. That you trust in the Lord with all thy heart. And lean not to thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him. And with all thy ways, see, that's that word again, ways. And then Isaiah 35:8, there shall be a way. And that way shall be called the way of holiness. And the unclean shall not pass over, that we separate ourselves, amen, from the being defiled of this world. And to be clean before God in a way that God will be honored, in a way that God will be glorified, that we'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and that it will grow, it will sprout, glory to God, in the newness of life. It's time to get excited for God. Ain't you excited? And if you're not excited, you should be excited. Because the anointing of God, the power of God and what God can do, as the Hebrew boy said, O King Nebuchadnezzar, we would not bow down and worship you. We would not. For God I live and for God I die. And they turned the furnace, he turned the furnace up 7 more times. And the Hebrew boys stepped there and they said that. If our God don't deliver us, we know that he's able to deliver us. Glory to God. What is that saying? That means if I'm suffering for righteousness' sake, I'm going to stand on the promises of God. I'm not going to entertain folk to let someone else, favor me or show me favoritism because I want to be a buddy of theirs. And then I'm contrary to the word of God. No, stand on the promise, the precious promises of the Lord. All God promises are yea and amen. And that word amen means confirmation. That word amen means it shall come to pass. That word amen is God has already done. To speak those things which be not as though they already were. I'm speaking to my situation. Everything that's going on in my life, I'm speaking through my situation. In the book of James say that if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. James, that first chapter. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Who God giveth to every man liberally. Liberally, God, if you lacking wisdom, if you lacking direction in your life, amen, I'm seeking, amen, something a greater source than my own. Glory to God. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavers like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Asking in faith and knowing God. Friend, we certainly thank you for joining us on this morning. Glory to God, our time have come and gone. So we must close out now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God did. Yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. To me.
thank the Lord for you tuning in and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week right here on WCNO.